the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our devotion today, we consider how the Lord so ruled the events of history that he brought Joseph to power in Egypt, and how through Joseph, the Lord saved Egypt and the family of Jacob from famine. We hear two portions of God's word, the first recorded in Genesis 50, and then selected verses from Psalm 105. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. This is the word of the Lord. With the exception of the life and death of our Lord, there is perhaps no other account in Scripture that displays the hand of God in history than the account of Joseph. After Joseph had revealed the meaning of the dreams of the baker and the cupbearer, he spent 2 years in prison. After those 2 years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream, and it was then that the cupbearer remembered the young Hebrew inmate, and that what Joseph had given as the interpretation of the dream was exactly what had taken place. Pharaoh ordered that Joseph be released and brought him to him, and then told Joseph about the two dreams he had. In one, 7 scrawny cows ate up 7 healthy and fat cows. In the other, 7 thin, withered heads of grain consumed 7 robust heads of grain. The Lord stands behind the events of history and so rules everything in order to bring salvation. That is what he did with Joseph. Through Joseph, God revealed that he was going to send 7 years' worth of bumper crops. After that, the tyrant famine would consume the land and ravish the crops. Through Joseph, God revealed to Pharaoh that a man should be appointed to store up food to save, so that there would be food during the 7 years of drought. Through Joseph, the Lord stored up huge quantities of grain. Scripture says the amount of grain was like the sands of the sea. Through Joseph, the Lord opened his hand and provided food for the Egyptians when the famine hit. Through Joseph, the Lord gave daily bread to all the countries of the world who heard that there was grain in Egypt and came to buy it there. Through Joseph, the Lord saved many lives. And here is where we get to the whole purpose of Joseph being sold into slavery and everything that followed. God was keeping his promise. God was keeping his promise first made to Adam and Eve and then repeated to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God was keeping his promise that through one of Abraham's descendants, Jesus would be born. God stands behind the events of history in order to send salvation. So powerful and so wise is the rule of the triune God that vile and evil actions end up serving what he wants to happen. Think of that. Let all of hell and let Satan spew all his wicked venom and pernicious planning. Let the perverse, damnable, wicked, sinful nature pine and ponder, will and wonder, devise and determine. The one enthroned among the cherubim laughs and foils the evil that was planned. God rules behind the events of the past, present, and future. Though his specific reasoning remains almost always hidden, the ultimate proof of the Lord working in the world to save the lives of his people is revealed in Jesus Christ. God will not let famine nor feast, evil brothers or prison, life or death keep you away from him for all eternity. The life of Joseph proclaims it. The life of Jesus proves it. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who rule time and tide, president and prince, feast and famine, storm and sun, we thank you for the gift of your providence. Forgive us for our short-sightedness, our lack of faith, and our failure to cling to your promises. We thank you that you have given us the account of Joseph to reveal so many truths about you, especially the truth that you turn even the worst evil into good for your people. We ask that you would continue in your protective care over us as you have promised. Help us that we trust your word rather than those things we see and hear, which so often seem to contradict what you have said. By your gracious rule in the world, by your power, and in your people by your word, preserve us until we finally enter the promised land. In Jesus' name, amen.